tidings. Rise and praise God. Kingdom of God has come on earth.
This is Our God Reigneth broadcast with Priest King Olutomole Universe, the Another Comforter, preaching the gospel of the descended throne of the kingdom of heaven on earth and inviting all nations and people to abide therein for their safety from the wrath and vengeance of God now upon the whole earth. While should you perish, God bless you for watching. The full rainbow sign manifested in the sky, this is the symbol of God's throne.
The dawn of the new sacred age. For God so loved the world that he has descended the throne of the heavenly kingdom upon the earth, symbolized by the full rainbow sign manifesting in the clouds of heaven, that whosoever believes in this God's sign may not perish, but shall be preserved from the imminent wrath of God and from seven plagues already determined upon the whole world.
Proclaiming the descent of the throne of our God is reigning, he reigns forevermore.
Come on everybody, proclaim it.
Proclaiming the descent of the throne of our God is reigning,
and he shall reign forevermore.
He reigns forevermore.
As a last hope for humanity, so come on, voices, let
our God reign.
Yes, reign.
Let your love God is here. Let your one know our salvation has come.
So the world shall be
loud. Our God reign.
Oh, yeah.
Let your love God is here.
You gotta tell somebody now.
Tell somebody, save somebody.
Let him hear.
Let him hear. The glad tidings. Tell somebody, save somebody from the judgment of the world.
Come on, everybody, shout it loud!
Our God reigns. Let your love, God is here.
Let your one know.
Our salvation has come. Tell somebody, save somebody. Let them hear.
The glad
tidings. Tell somebody. Save somebody from the judgment of the world.
That's it. Come on.
Save somebody. Save somebody now.
Our God reigneth, somebody.
Reigneth.
Our God reigneth.
Reigneth.
Praise God.
Amen.
Unto our friends and Alex out there, it's a big welcome to you to our God reigneth broadcast, because God is reigning today.
Yes.
May God reign forever.
Amen. Amen.
With all the saints on earth. Today, I have a very, very serious message from the Lord, because God is expressing his displeasure in an unspeakable time concerning the sin, iniquity that now abounds in the world. The theme of my message is, the hour of God's wrath has come upon the earth. Who can stand? The hour of God's wrath has come upon the earth. Who can stand? I'm taking my text from Revelation chapter 6, verses 16 and 17. I take it up from here. Verse 16. And they will say to the mountain and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth upon the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. Verse 17. Say, for the great day of his wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? Who shall be able to stand when God arises to trouble the earth and to punish mankind? Who can stand? This is the text. And to you, my viewers, it is greetings once again, and to you all. This is a time when people are bothered about the coronavirus all over the world. So partnership with government to combat and defeat the deadly coronavirus within these 100 days is highly commendable. I'm talking about the efforts of the government and people. That notwithstanding, God has revealed his wrath upon this generation. God has said to me, Olutomole Agbaye the Comforter, tell the rulers of nations and all the chieftains of the people. Also tell the shepherds of religious heads of the flock of God. Lift up your voice and declare to them, the Lord God says, can there be a disaster in the city and God has not done it? Can there be coronavirus on earth and it's not the finger of God? God says I should tell the whole world that the cup of iniquity of this evil generation is being full before the eyes of God of heaven. Therefore, I, the Lord God, I have a controversy with all this evil world for their rebellion against me. Is God speaking now? This is my message I've received from God to my generation. The COVID-19 pandemic was just the beginning of sorrow, which I have warned beforehand. God says, I, the Lord God of hosts, shall fight against all the nations and the kingdoms of this world. It's very, very terrible. God is speaking. I, the Lord God, will shake the whole earth terribly. I will shake the world to its very, very foundation, says the Lord God. I will shake all nations. I will shake all tribes. I will shake all languages, says the Lord. I shall smite both the rich and the poor, both government and religion. None will escape my wrath, says I, the Lord God. Because this generation has turned away completely from the worship of God to the worship of Mammon, the god of this world. It is money, money, money worship, and material prosperity. God is angry. I said, God of heaven is angry. Yes. Yes. They kill for rituals. They murder for gains. The blood of the innocent and the blood of the saints and the blood of the righteous prophets shed upon the earth are crying unto me for vengeance. 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 My heart is grieved within me against this most evil generation, says I the Lord. Therefore I will revenge. God says he's going to revenge.
Yes.
Is God talking now?
Yes.
I will revenge. I, the Most High God, will avenge the blood of the saints and the righteous people shed, and all the blood of the innocent and of the righteous prophets. God says he will avenge their blood. Except the world rethink. Except the world rethink and turn away from their falsehood and believe the gospel of my descended throne and of my kingdom already established on earth. Except they turn away from their falsehood to the righteousness of God. Except the welcome small nation, my own small nation, which I have severed unto myself from the rest of the world. So God has set up his kingdom on earth. That's what is meant by the nation of God. The God of heaven has established his own kingdom to serve as a place of stronghold, to serve as a place of refuge in time of trouble, to serve as a place of protection, like he did in days of Noah, in order to preserve lives of the less. So this is the holy city which I, the Most High God, have ordained for the preservation of lives of those that will obey the voice of my messenger, whom I have sent into this generation. The Most High God has sent me to warn and to guide you into all truth and righteousness. This is, we are talking about the established kingdom now upon the earth, which I, Jesus, have commanded believers to be praying for in the Lord's Prayer. This is the kingdom that has not come. God says, this time of my wrath and the hour of vengeance now determined upon the world can be likened unto the time of Moses and King Pharaoh of Egypt. When King of Egypt heard I, God, and said, who is God that I will allow the house of Israel to worship him? When I, God, showed unto him who I, the Lord God, is. If you say who is God, God will show you who he is.
Yes.
I say if you say who is God, God will show to you who he is.
Yes. Yes.
So this is what happened in the days of Moses with King Pharaoh in Egypt. Yes. When I showed him who I, the Lord God, is, and when I smote the nation with 10 diverse plagues and killed their sons in my fury until they succumbed to my will, and when I submerged the formidable army of King Pharaoh under the waters, the Red Sea, and they had never showed up.
Yes.
So also, God says, it is so, it's going to be so in this generation. God says, it's going to show this world who God of hosts is. Most people are saying there's no God. Some atheists are saying, well, where's God? Some now are introducing new humanism, godless humanism. God says, I will show you who I am. The I am that I am.
Yes.
Let all nations and people know that the deadly coronavirus is just the beginning of sorrow, as I have predicted. It's the beginning of sorrow. I will smite this evil generation with other 7 diverse, grievous plagues, coupled with acute famine and other things that shall transfer them. You see, all these are what God has determined to do. And God is not man that will tell a lie.
No.
God is not the Son of Man that will change his heart. Will he say, will he declare and not fulfill it?
No.
So this is what God has said. An eye has his veritable messenger with all the boldness of heart and all humility. I declare the message unto you all, for the elect to fear God, for he has decided on what to do, and he has revealed it. Who will not see it? Who will not declare what God has said? Therefore, O ye nations and people, fear ye the Lord God of hosts. Fear God the Creator and the possessor of heaven and earth. I say, fear him.
Yes.
There's no religion. There's no traditional prayer or fasting that can restrain the hands of God. None of this technological equipment, say whatever you have, can save any nation.
No.
Except you turn to God.
Yes.
Obey the gospel, only 7 gospel, which had been predicted in the Bible, that the gospel of his kingdom shall be preached in the world as a witness of all nations before the end comes.
Yeah.
So God is offering you a second chance.
Yes.
You are calling to a new beginning with the establishment of the kingdom of God on earth. Oh God. Christ has said, truly, truly, I say to you, the heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. That's Matthew 24, verse 35. My word shall never pass away, says the Lord. And in verse 34, Christ says, this evil generation will not pass on these things be fulfilled. This is the 3rd millennium.
Yes.
The 1st and 2nd millennium is sober. This is the 3rd millennium. He said, this generation, referring to this 3rd millennium, will not pass until all what Christ has said will be fulfilled. I'm talking about what Christ has said. And God is giving me the authority to declare to all my war, my own generation, that they may be saved. This is not religious practice.
No.
This is not church practice.
No.
This is not mystical knowledge.
No.
It's not, theological sort of thing or academic issue. It's what Christ Jesus. So if you are a follower of Christ Jesus, you must tremble because he has predicted all these things in advance. Now the time and now has come. Now, the messenger of the end time is declaring unto you. Will you not fear? Will you not tremble? God is saving lives tonight. So remember that God of heaven is not man. Don't allow your religion to harden your heart or your cult. or your science, which can never bring peace. What cannot bring peace can never preserve your life. What can ever bring peace to the world? It cannot preserve or protect lives. I'm speaking what God has given me to say to my generation. I charge you to rethink and seek first the kingdom of God and obey the voice of Him whom God has sent, His messenger of this generation, even Olutomole universe, and the comforter, that God may preserve you from His wrath. I want to showcase briefly the authentic sign of God, that is the full circle rainbow. God has given me a sign, an authentic sign, to prove to the world that truly God has established, He has descended the throne of His kingdom upon the earth. So I want you to sit back and watch the rainbow sign just for a minute, which God has made manifest in the clouds of heaven, symbolizing the descended throne of the kingdom. You see, this full circle rainbow you find on, it symbolizes the invisible throne of God in heaven. So God has said, heaven is my throne. Yes. And the salvation you need must come from heaven.
Yes.
The protection you need must come from heaven.
Oh, yes.
The deliverance you need must come from heaven.
Oh, yes.
From God's throne.
Oh, yes.
Says every good gift and perfect gift come from above, from the Father of light, in whom there is no variableness, nor any shadow of turning. So this is a throne which emanates from God. You can see in the air, like we are showing you your television. What are seven concentric colors, seven powers of God. So I want you to come under this throne. This is what God has given to me.
Yes.
When I say I have received the keys, and this is the sign. When Christ was born into our world, a luminous sign was shown in the sky to show that a great Son of God was born. It's a great luminous sign in Jerusalem. So also at this time, God has revealed this full sacrament which you are seeing. And there's prediction about this full sacrament. I want to take you to Revelation chapter 4, go back and study it yourself. It has been shown to John some 2,000 years ago, but physically God is revealing to me that you may see and believe. By saying you believe, that's Revelation chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Go and read and read and read. So it's the fulfillment of that prediction in Revelation chapter 4, which you are seeing today. Come today. Come under the throne of God and you'll be preserved.
Amen. Hallelujah.
May you not perish with the world.
Amen. Hallelujah.
I am the another comforter sent to restore things and to proclaim the entire message of the kingdom. I bless everyone that hears the message. I bless those that obey the message.
Amen. Hallelujah.
For it is not the will of the Father that anyone should perish.
Yes.
So come today and you shall be happy that you are here.
Friends, you've been listening to the message of another comforter, Priest King Olutomole Universe, preaching and inviting all the beloved of the Lord into the descended throne of kingdom of God now on earth. For as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at this end time. Luke chapter 17 verse 26. Therefore, believe and be saved today, you and your household. For your salvation, God bless you. For more information about us, you can visit us on our website at www.kimholythrone.com. That's www.kimholythrone.com. trone.com. And also on our email, info@kaimholythrone.com. That's info@kaimholythrone.com. You can also follow us on our social media platforms on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter handle at Kaim Holy Throne. Our WhatsApp number is 0806-648-7203. That's 0806-648-7203. You can also watch him live on Kaim Online TV at tv.kaimholythrone.com. Our telephone number, 0806-648-7203. 0806-648-7203. And please don't forget to follow, like, and share our various handles. Thank you for your supportive efforts. You can also send in your donations to these accounts: Polaris Bank, Dollar Account 17717326 56, Dollar Account 17717326 56, Naira Account 115003 2072, the Naira Account 115003 2072, Account Name Kaim Holy Throne Mission. Kaim Holy Throne Mission. Your personal contact. Do visit the capital city, Holy Mount of the Lord, City of Glory, Kilometer 25, Orioke Olutomole Bus Stop, Ondo Akure Road, Ondo State, Nigeria.